I have a wife and have two daughters, 4 and 1 year old. We miss them badly. We have this internet, so we have to video chat them to get over with this missing, for missing them. 90% of our lives stay on board. Only 10% for the family.
Filipino seaman Franz Ilusorio said goodbye to his family in mid-January. He won't get to see them again until October. Spending up to 9 months apart is not unusual when you work as a crew member on board an international cargo ship or bulk carrier.
But you do it so that you can provide for them?
Yeah, that's the reason why I go on board the ship, because to provide money for my family.
Hello, I'm Sophie Meixner. I'm based in Mackay in tropical North Queensland. Life at sea can often be lonely and isolated. The crew are a long way from home, and it can be a month or more between shore visits. But when they do get to step off the ship, there's a friendly face to greet them. For almost 100 years, the Stella Maris charity around the world has been helping these seafarers get their land legs.
Majority of our work is transporting crew from Hay Point, Darumbal Bay and Mackay from those ports into the centre. We change their currency into Australian dollars, and majority of the time they go to the shopping centres, do some shopping, come back here. We've got free Wi-Fi that they can connect with their loved ones. So it's just a general time that they can be here in a safe atmosphere.
Peter Carl is the manager of the Stella Maris Centre here in Mackay, one of 11 such facilities in Australia. He says demand for their services is overwhelming at times.
Last year we serviced 550 ships, and when you multiply that by 20 people on board a vessel, it's significant numbers. Well, last year we did 4,250 crew members we attended to through this centre. You know, the general people around Mackay wouldn't comprehend those numbers, but when you see them coming into the centre, it's quite delightful to see their smiles on their faces that, you know, someone cares and someone's looking after them and someone's got their thoughts in mind.
Before taking up this job 12 months ago, Peter Carl had a career in the maritime industry. He knows full well what even a few hours on dry land means to these seafarers.
They need to get their land legs, and if you've ever been on a ship, you know, it's an unstable platform, so to be on it for such a long time can be interesting, I suppose. But yeah, just to get ashore, see some green trees rather than blue water. A lot of things that we take for granted. Being home in your bed every night and being with your family. Well, these guys aren't at home every night and being with their families, and up to a period of 12 months they can be away from their families. So there's a lot of things that we take for granted. In fact, there was a guy last year, we did a roll call to go back onto the ship, and we were one short, and he was sitting in the backyard, sitting on the grass with his shoes and socks off, just taking in grass. And, it's something that we don't stop to think about, that, you know, perhaps other people don't have that opportunity. The big thing is, you know, that they can get ashore and they can talk to their families and reconnect with those. We had a guy in here just before Christmas where his wife had just had a baby, and there was some guys from a different ship in, and when they found that out, they were very excited, and, you know, they went and gave him a hug and things like that. And, yeah, it's pretty special, that sort of stuff.
Helping out at the Stella Maris Centre is volunteer Pam Lyon. She's quick to offer a friendly smile and have a chat with the visitors.
They like to tell you stories. I think they like to talk to people, talk to different people. They talk to the same people all the time when they're on board the ship, and they like to come in and they like to show you photos of their family, and if they're buying a T-shirt, they'll go, oh, what do you think of this? Do you think this looks all right? Or does this fit right? Do you think I should get a bigger size? So all those sort of things. I just think it's really good fun. Some of the crews, they like to look at the map of the world that we have there, and they'll say, well, where are we now? And I point out where Mackay is in Australia, and I'll say to them, well, where do you live? And then they'll show me on the map where they live, and I say, well, where are you going now? And then they go, oh, we're going to such and such, and then we'll find that on the map. So they don't live in the same sort of world that we live in when they're on board a ship. It's completely isolated, and it's very difficult for them. Sometimes some of the crews, they're on board for... One crew member said that they were going to be 52 days at sea until they got to their next port. That's a very long time to be out of the real world. It's a very difficult existence, I think. So it's nice to be able to come, have a chat, have a laugh and smile at them. They always smile back, which is great.